Hello everybody, it's Chris Chico, and welcome to today's REI Vault Huddle Call. Today is July 21st, Tuesday, and it's only going to be me on this call. Gary is not able to attend our call today, and I just have just a couple of quick announcements and some housekeeping items, and then I'll open up the call. As always, the call is scheduled to go an hour. However, if, you know, sometimes it may be shorter if you don't have any questions or any other discussions. If you want to raise your hand at any time, you can press star 5. That'll raise your hand. If you hit star 5 again, it'll lower your hand. So just raise it and lower it. And then you can, I would say if you have a background noise, actually everybody's muted right now. So again, star 5. And as always, state your question first and then the backstory, because it allows us to listen more attentively to try to figure out, you know, the answer that you need. So a couple of housekeeping items here. You know, we've been working in the background on a variety of different new capabilities within the REI Vault program. We've been working on a variety of new lists, which we're really excited about, and always looking at our current list and seeing how we can improve upon it, obviously, but just a variety of new lists that potentially could give you leads that are not being targeted by other investors. We have a set of new marketing campaigns that we're just in the last process of testing out, and new marketing approaches. Obviously, we're all using 800 24-hour recorded messages, and we have some new campaigns that are actually with a live operator, and so it'll allow you to touch the different lists in a variety of different ways and to try to get a different response and try to get more deals. The other topic of discussion, just in general, Gary mentioned on our last call that we're going to be changing the format of these calls just to try and obviously we want to add more value, make these calls more valuable for you guys. And so in the past, we've used these calls to disseminate just kind of information, what's happening, what's going on. However, we are in the final stages of putting a templated blog in place so that whenever we have a new product that rolls out for some of you, like, for example, the dashboard, so where you can see, you know, all the calls and the call statistics and everything about your business, we'll actually make an official announcement where we'll put a blog post in place for the members that will have a video showing you how it works and giving you pretty much all the instructions that you need, so that then as new features and new capabilities are added, then you have an opportunity to see the tutorials and get up to speed with the additional capabilities. You know, it also gives us an opportunity for the rest of the world to see some of the things that we do, et cetera. We also are wanting to bring in additional guests, you know, people that we feel would be helpful for you guys to get to know better, that they can contribute to the group to give you a different perspective, give you skill set, capabilities. You know, a good friend of mine, you know, he's doing 50, 60 deals a month, and I like to bring him on so he can talk about his systems and the way he structured things from a big picture perspective, how he runs his business, and I'm sure that would help many of you here. Everything from, you know, could be productivity, could be self-help, but anything that we feel that, hey, this, you know, most of the stuff is stuff that helps us, and then we feel, hey, this would be really valuable to you guys, and additional resources and just et cetera. So that's one of the things that we want to change about the calls. And as always, you are always available to you guys via the support desk, via being able to answer questions, and also our support people are extremely attentive to making sure that all your needs are met as a client. And we just want to be able to make it so that, provide you with as much as we can to help you guys succeed both in business and personal life, et cetera. One other housekeeping item. So, you know, probably that, next week, Gary and I are going to be in San Diego for a seminar that we actually paid for and actually we're attending that event next week in San Diego. And then we'll be back. Gary and I have some travel because of the summer. So we anticipate kind of the full format beginning around the last week of August, right? So then that way we'll just switch over to the new format. And as always, we'd love to hear input, how it's going, what do you guys think, is it good, is it not, what would you like to see, et cetera. So that's always helpful to us. And then the last comment I'll make before I'll open up the call, I got an interesting email from one of our clients, one of our fellow members, and it was interesting. It was great email because it was an email about success. This individual successfully was going to be closing on a deal that they could make a considerable amount of money. I don't recall off the top of my head, but I think it was 50, 60 grand or more that they thought that they could make on the deal. So a substantial amount of money. However, though, the thing that really was of interest to me is the how long that lead had been in their system, and how they followed up with that lead religiously, and how the seller, you know, migrated from wanting X to kind of coming down a little bit, and then kind of continued to coming down, and there the seller situation kind of unraveled. It didn't change, and so all of a sudden now you had a situation where, you know, and then also the member followed up with it by phone. They sent the pre-sale package, they sent the follow-up letters, and they stayed in touch with the seller verbally. And all that together came about, you know, came together, and then all of a sudden now he has the potential of making a tremendous amount of money in a deal that I think most other investors in the market would have not gotten, not because of marketing, not because of anything else other than the fact that they were just religious about follow-up and about staying on top of the leads and about using all the tools we have available for them in order to make that deal a reality. And I see that more and more often in a lot of the dialogue that we have with the with all of you as we see the results coming in, and we see the struggles. Some people are struggling, and we kind of see the intersection of that. And so I want to encourage everybody to really always be attentive to the follow-up, use a pre-sale package, use the follow-up letters, and again, always never substitute that for the phone, and being able to speak to the client over the phone and have a conversation, speak to your seller over the phone and have a conversation with them, getting them to know, like, and trust you. And all that together creates the perfect storm so that you have a chance of getting a deal before somebody else does, and at a price that you can make your investment make all your efforts worthwhile and give you good ROI. So that's the other thing I wanted to mention. So that being said, let me so star 5 will raise your hand. I don't have anything else that I was going to discuss specifically. So star 5 will raise your hand. I was going to say, Justin, if you wanted to chat a little bit about that deal, I'd love to hear your thoughts as far as what you thought made the difference for you in that. If you're up for it, if not, that's not a big deal. Don't want to put you on the spot. Hit star 5 if you would. And there you go. Hold on. Justin.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I just got on at 2 seconds. Were you talking about the thing that I sent you to Gary, you and Gary on Friday?
Yeah, I was just sharing it with everybody. I was sharing with everybody how just I went back in the Podio record and just, how long it was that you guys were after that deal. It was like the combination of it. It wasn't just one thing. It was just a combination of everything. You threw everything but the kitchen sink in terms of follow-up there. And I think in the end, that's what made the difference. So just I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, and then your perspective on the follow-up on the leads and what it takes to make something like that happen.
Yeah, I don't think it was any special magic. It was just calling and following up. I think that the as I'm looking at the notes here, she called in February 22nd. The lead was created. And the best part, I made her a verbal at 182, and the notes say she started laughing at me.
Yeah,
I'm looking here, even on May 12th, the notes say she called back to tell me that she's still at 250K. And then she called back.
What was the end price that you end up? Yeah, go ahead.
And then she called back June 22nd to say she's at 210, and we ended up settling at 200. And we're super excited about this. The tenant's moving out on the 31st, so we closed on it with private money, and there's nothing in this subdivision under 300 grand. So we're just going to broom sweep it, get the yard chopped back, and I think we're going to list it somewhere in like the 279, 289, and this is like one of those neighborhoods, good school district, and we're super, super optimistic about getting this one sold quickly and easily. So, yeah, it wasn't really any magic other than just having a pre-sale in front of her, and obviously that was triggering her to keep calling us back. So,
right,
you know, it wasn't like she signed the pre-sale.
Else, I wonder if anybody else sent her an actual contract.
Yeah, I didn't.
You were the only one.
Yeah, I didn't ask, but the other good thing that we got was we got some really good intel from the tenant. The tenant's moving out at the end of this month to go back to Israel. Apparently the seller is moving to Atlanta and doesn't want to deal remotely. So we sort of had some good inside information. We also knew that a wholesaler had it under contract at 2.25 and was shopping it at 240. But at 240, you know, it didn't, you know, no other investor was going to buy it. So, you know, it was one of those situations where having private money in our disposal, made all the difference in the world and is going to allow this to go, you know, to a deal where, you know, we should have a net spread of certainly north of 50 grand.
Yeah, that's interesting. So in other words, you know, as a wholesale deal, it would have made sense because then somebody's trying to make money off of it, then somebody has to close on it and then relist it, and so the margin is less. But because you're able to take it to the market to someone who's actually going to live in it, then that's really what made the difference.
Correct.
And as I saw, as I went through, I mean, I definitely would agree with you. There wasn't anything, there was no magic dust or anything, for that matter, that was anything special. I think it was just being on top of the leads and just continuing to. I think at that point, when you get to that length of time, I think they just kind of know you by name, right? It becomes a relationship almost.
Yeah, and I would tell you, Chris, if people are curious, I don't know if there's a way, if you want to have one of the VAs there, you know, I'm more than happy to let you guys take screenshots of the activity, and if people want to see the timeline from start to finish, you know, they can read through it in, you know, probably less than a minute, but if they want to get an idea of, you know, the notes and the comments and all that stuff, I'm happy to share that with the group.
Well, that would be great. I definitely would take you up on that offer, just to kind of so people know kind of how that deal happens, and then maybe when all said and done, once you sell it, you'd love to be able to do like a, if you're up for it, like a final telling of how it all shaked out. But
yeah, the final tally.
Yeah, the final tally.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're okay with that, I'd love to take your offer on that. Because I think it would be really instructive for people. So thanks for sharing that.
No problem. And then I did actually had two questions for you guys this week. Let me see here. Question number one is, I know I sent this over to you and Gary. Have you guys taken a look at or have any possible training, additional training for us that could evolve out of that one Ron LeGrand thing that I'd sent you about what there he's currently doing with pretty houses and terms and stuff like that?
Yeah, that, Gary and I talked about that. So in terms of how to take those how to take advantage of those opportunities, right?
Yeah, or if there's any additional training that we could sort of use the power of our community to get, or, you know, is that something that, you know, that there's anything available to us there?
Well, there's two, Gary and I talked about this, maybe about a couple weeks ago. So really we have, the discussion him and I had was that there's two options. Obviously, Gary, you know, with his past company, the Bankers Code, he's familiar with all that, the paperwork required and all the intricacies of that. And so we could, you know, we could, he would have to kind of come back to that and recreate all the content and materials and make it so that it, and just update it, because I'm not sure what the material is from back then to what it is now. I'm sure maybe a few adjustments here or there. The other option that we have thought about is there, for us, it's not a primary thing for us, right? So the concern would be is that if, as best as Gary would try and take his knowledge, is there somebody else that's better suited? And we actually have two people in mind. One of them that we're in the process of having a conversation with them that we think, you know, their system works in terms of picking up these deals and monetizing them, et cetera. And I think that he, you know, we trust him. He's in one of our mastermind groups. And so I think it's going to end up being where we're going to bring someone in that we feel comfortable with, that we feel is an expert, you know, not like a pitch where we're trying to sell somebody's course or system or nothing like that, but just kind of bring them in and say, hey, this is a guy we trust whose materials work, whose systems and everything else related to that work. And that's also one of the things that we want to do when I mentioned on the calls, when we bring the calls and we transition to maybe more of a kind of bringing people on board that have different skill sets. That's kind of what we're thinking of as we start maybe at the late of August or beginning of September, introducing him to the community and just allowing the community the opportunity to learn from him with what he's doing in terms of that.
Okay, cool. And then the only other thing, and I think Gary mentioned that you could do it today, and I don't know if that's something that I need to get with you guys about or talk to the Carrot guys, but getting the integration for automatic deal posting to Carrot, if we already have an existing site, but it's not a Carrot site, I'm guessing that would be something we need to talk to Carrot about, right?
Well, you want to migrate your site to their site? I would assume when you say...
I have an existing WordPress site in San Diego that I post all my deals to now. That is
right.
Not a Carrot site. I do have a Carrot site for St. Louis. So... You know, I didn't know if that was something we could just turn on right away. Do I have to convert my site, or do I need to talk to you guys or Carrot about it?
I'll make a note of it to send an email to Trevor. Hold on.
Okay.
That's fine.
I don't need to take up any other time. I'd just be curious to know if that would be available, because that would.
Well,
be cool.
I think if. On the WordPress site that you have right now, that's not. I mean, I would assume you have to move it over to them. Is that what, in other words, are you happy?
Correct.
The one that you
and
have
so they
on
would
Carrot,
obviously handle that.
Yeah. I'm sure that they could easily handle that. Or even through an outsourcer that you can pay $10-$15.
Yeah. So maybe what I'll do is test it with my St. Louis site that's already on Carrot.
Right.
And then move that over and see how that goes.
I've made a note to send an email to Trevor, and I'll find out from him. Because I have a good relationship with him. We send him a lot of customers. I send him a lot of customers, and so I'll find out from him, and I'll let you know. And what we just said that everybody has background. What Justin is talking about is on Carrot, the websites. They do a lot of the websites for real estate investors. How can we go ahead and have an integration between our Podio and their site so that the minute you put you get a deal in place. You can have it. You can through Podio get everything set up. Click on one button and have it been sent. Have that all that information be sent through the API onto their platform, so that you could quickly list your properties for sale on the site without having to do too much work. So that's what the conversation is here with Justin, because he had asked on email about that. I'll find out and I'll let you know, Justin, and then we'll let the group know too if that's in fact something that we can offer as a capability.
Okay, awesome. That was all I had. Thanks very much.
All right, perfect. All right. So again, *5 will raise your hand, and *5 will also lower your hand if you decide not to ask or change your mind about a question. But we really are doing. We just got preferred vendor status and preferred partner status with Podio. And it's really amazing all the things that we're doing in the back end. Our entire customer management, CRM, and even making sure that, you know, in our business, there's so many moving pieces and things that can go wrong, you know, and you have a list of 20, 30 things that all have to work perfectly for the mailing to go out, you know, the phone number and everything else associated with that. And if it doesn't go well, just one little error messes everything up. And then on the line, you have thousands of dollars that are on the line when you send out a mailing campaign. And through Podio and through just really some, it's complicated, but not really, but it's just amazing the platform, what it has enabled us to do from a customer service and from a fulfillment standpoint. And so our capabilities on Podio are exponentially increasing, and obviously we're looking to find new ways and just anything we can do to help you guys run your business more effectively through the use of Podio. So we're really excited about that too as well. And we're going to be, you know, obviously rolling out kind of the 3.0 release of REI Vault with a lot of these different capabilities. So let's see here. Graham?
Yes, Chris. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We've recently been working on referring out ones that we can't buy that want to go retail to local agents around us, try to get a referral fee. I'm finding, you know, I'm trying to go after really good agents because I figure, you know, they're the best. They're probably going to convert a lot more of these listing appointments. And the most I can get out of these really, you know, kind of top-notch agents locally is like 25%. And I'm wondering if you had a better approach for finding, you know, like a good realtor that's going to close a lot of listings for you, but get more referral fee out of them.
Well, tell me about the agents that you're going after. Are they individual agents or are they agents that have a team in place?
A mixture of both. I mean, obviously, the ones that are the busiest and the best have a team, but one of my criteria for hiring them is they themselves have to be going on the listing appointment. I don't choose ones that, you know, they send out the new guy on a listing appointment. That's one of the things I make sure of. If, you know, you're the person who's on the billboards and you're the person who's, you know, closing all these listing appointments, it's you I want at the listing appointment, not, you know, some guy who just started last week. But
yeah,
both
I mean, my
teams and individuals.
My experience is two things. So I'll answer the question in terms of the agent and also the compensation. In terms of the agent, you know, obviously, I've had the most success with agents that were trained by the Mike Perry organization. So depending on the training, that, you know, sometimes there's a lot of different trainers out there. Some of them are for real estate agents. And so I always found that anyone that was trained by the Mike Perry organization, then they're very heavy, heavy on prospecting, scripts and dialogues, and generally strong agents that most of them will go on the appointments themselves. They typically don't have a team. Typically, what I find is that the agents that have a team are the ones that do more marketing, and then they get kind of the team in place to handle the calls, et cetera. So in terms of skill, if I'm looking at a variety of different agents, if I spot someone that has been with a MyCareer organization, I tend to be more favorable toward them because they're able just to have better skill sets when it comes to closing buyers and sellers. You know, in terms of compensation, you know, I think that it depends on the agent. I think the more you move away from the team, obviously, to a single agent, the better chance you have of getting greater compensation. Although if you're referring them out, I think that the most you'll be able to get, if you get somebody, would be 35% for the most part, you know, because generally they tend to be somewhere between 25 to 35%. So you might be able to get maybe 10 percentage points more. I think that the only way to get really much higher than that would be to try to develop your own in-house person and your own in-house kind of situation where then now you're able to provide the leads and now you're able to flip it and now you might be taking, you know, they might be taking a 25 or 30% and you'll take the rest for the house.
Yeah,
does that make
to me
sense?
It's just, yeah, to me, you know, the fact that the people that I want won't budge on their referral rate just shows me how good of an agent they are. A, they're probably busy enough they don't need it, and B, you know, that's the kind of agent you want, someone who's not willing to, you know, move on their referral fee. So it's a tough balance. Like, I want more, but at the same time, I also want that really quality agent that, you know, isn't willing to get more.
You're 100%, because you can get somebody that says, hey, I'll give you 50%, but if he can't close the door, right, to save his life, then it doesn't matter, because 50% of zero is not a good number, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, last question. You said that, I just asked them, and I can't understand the theory, the classes, you said the training they go to, like, are you just asking them, hey, did you learn under this theory, and can you spell that theory out for me?
Oh, no, it's a guy's name. His name is Mike, and the last name is Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y.
Ferry, okay.
Yeah, Ferry, Mike Ferry, and if you look up Mike Ferry, you'll see it online. And I would ask, you know, hey, I would ask an agent, it's just, hey, have you had any formalized sales training? You know, have you attended, what sales training do you have? Like, I would say, for example, you know, have you been through any of Mike Ferry's training materials, any of another guy's, Joe Stump? I think it's spelled S-T-U-M-P-F. There's a Floyd Wickman organization. Sweat Hogs, I'm not sure, that's back then when I was a realtor what they called it, but I'm not sure what they call it now. But predominantly I always, you know, Mike Ferry, each of the training organizations, they focus on a different way of generating leads. Where the reason I mentioned Mike Ferry is because they're very anti-marketing. You know, they say, you know, you have agents out there spending a lot of money on marketing, getting all these agents underneath them, and they do a lot of transactions, but their net revenue isn't that much, right, because they're spending a lot of money. Where Mike Ferry says, don't do that, I want you to prospect. But because that's their belief and that's what they teach, then they tend to they're really training their agents really well on prospecting and being good on the phone and closing and going for the sale. And so generally that's why I like that type of agent.
Exactly. Okay, and so if I'm getting 30% from a quality agent, you think that's pretty good. I'm not going to get too much better.
I think that's pretty good. I mean, like you said, it's a balance between, you know, getting a good referral and then making sure you have an agent that closes on deals and you know that, hey, they're following up with people as best they can.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
You know, I was going to remind you, Graham, I know you live in Clearwater or you live in Tampa?
I live
in Hillsboro.
Yeah.
You live in South Tampa. Okay.
Yeah.
I may be up there in September, middle of September.
So
if I am, I'll let you know. I always visit. There's a Cuban. I don't know if you. The absolutely best Cuban sandwich I've ever tried in my life is in Tampa.
Okay. You want to give them a plug? Who is it?
Yeah, it's called Tia Lili's. And it's like a Tia Lili in Tampa. And absolutely, whenever I go, you can find it on Yelp, but whenever I go to Tampa, me and my wife, that's the first place we go. And we stop in there and get ourselves some Cuban sandwiches. So
No good Cuban in Miami?
There is, but nothing like that sandwich. Let me tell you,
really?
Nothing like that sandwich. I may have to just introduce you to it and meet you there.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right, no problem. Thanks for being on the call. All right, guys. So again, you know, one comment I was going to make is just in general. You know, whenever we refer money to agents. Obviously, we're looking to make money, but for me, I was looking at it as a way to self-liquidate the marketing. You know, if I could give the referrals, give these agents the leads, and they can close some deals, pay me back some referral fees, and if I can net that out of the marketing and make my marketing as close to zero in terms of dollars spent, you know, because of if I offset the commissions against the marketing cost. And for me, that would be the ideal scenario. So I don't look at, not that you were looking at it that way, Graham, but the way I look at it is if I could make, you know, how can I make that marketing number zero or come as close as possible? Because then that means that, you know, my ROI is just that much better, obviously, if we can do that. All right, so again, star five to ask a question. And again, I didn't have anything else to cover, so if we don't have any additional questions, let me see here. What's this? Is that you, Steve?
Yes, it is. Thanks.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing well. I took a little time off in July, probably a little bit more, but I'm coming back 1st of August. I want to get this new campaign you guys are talking about, get things rolling for that when I'm back full force in August. Do I need to send an email to support at REI Vault to get it going, the one where you're talking about where we have live answering?
Yes.
Service? Okay.
Yeah, what I would say is asking for anybody here on the call is, but go ahead and send an email to support and just say that you're looking for the new, you'd like to get up and running with a new live answer campaign. We just did we just sent out another group out this week on that, and part of it is we haven't rolled it out because it's part of testing, like the first live answer we got. We didn't work out, so we actually we had to get another one and set up a whole new process in place. But this time around, I think it's going to stick, and so far it looks promising. So I would just say send an email to support and then say, hey, I'd like to be up and running with a new campaign with a live answer, and then we'll put you in the queue and get you set up. Because you have to set up also the different Podio workspace and a few other things behind the scenes to make it seamless for you.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, I'm going to be in the office for a few days this week, and I will hopefully have that ready to go when I get back. Good.
Very good.
Question for you. Mm-hmm. Also related to Podio, maybe. I don't know if this is the right form or not, but I'm doing a separate campaign for door flyers, the Post-it notes. And it's been reasonably successful. But I have a different phone number on my Post-it notes that does not get funneled into Podio. So can I email, but they come to me via email, the voicemails do. Can I forward that email into Podio somehow and get it logged in as a lead? That's what I thought.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. I mean, we recommend still coming into the same seller app, and we could make it so that when they come in, they get the answer is yes, we can do that so that when the email comes in, we'll parse all the information from the email, populate the form into Podio, and then categorize it correctly so that when you go back on your deals, you can always go back and be able to trace it back to the Post-it note as well. But that would be easy for us to do. We can easily take care of that for you.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to send us in, what you would have to do is you would have to, if you just want to forward the, I would say send an email to support. There's two ways to do it. I think if you want to take your number and forward it, take the email at the email address. We have to see because the email address that we get from Podio is a little bit funky. So sometimes the phone system may not recognize that email as valid. And so we have to push it through another either domain forwarder or I don't know how Gary would do it, if maybe he would take your phone and push it through the call 8 number and then it just kind of piggybacks. He's the one that handles that. But I would say, but I wouldn't worry about that. We could figure that out and make sure that it works through seamlessly and that there's no issues whatsoever. So we could take care of that for you.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, for sure. For anybody else who's listening, if you have other campaigns or other things that you're doing and you want to consolidate everything, make everything go into Podio, we can certainly accommodate you with setting those things up.
Yeah. I did a campaign last year, sent out 50,000 Post-it notes. I only got like 6 calls, but this year the results are quite a bit better.
Interesting. Okay.
Say. Okay. I mean, I bought 2 houses off of those 6 calls, so it's not bad. But the call volume is significantly higher when I'm doing it this year.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is it the same area?
Yeah, same general areas. So okay. I've dropped the post. Maybe it's a familiarity thing. This is probably the second or third time each subdivision has received my post-it note. I don't know if that's it or not, but.
It could be, but I'm not sure. It could be the timing. You know, sometimes it's timing for people. You know, I would say, you know, and in the end, it's, you know, you don't want to get 100 calls. Not that you're saying that, but you don't want to get 100 calls and no deals. I'd rather take 6 calls and 2 deals. You know, it's a little easier to handle, right?
Any day of the week, yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, well, just shoot us an email about the about that, and we'll get that set up for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And just when you send the email, mention that, hey, I spoke with Chico on the call, and he asked me to email. That way, if the staff gets it, they're not really sure, they'll ping me, and then I'll fill in the ticket with all the details.
All right. Fantastic.
Okay. Thanks for your help. Hey, no problem. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye. All right, Anonymous, you're on.
Hey there, this is Jeff, and I just was listening to him about the post-its. I came in a little bit late, so I didn't know if I missed what he's doing, but it sounds like it's working, and I'd love to know more about it.
Yeah, what I would say is it's a post-it. Are you familiar with what it is in general or no?
No, never heard of it at all.
So basically, if you have an area, it's great when you already are doing deals in an area and you know, hey, if I could get more houses in this particular subdivision or these particular neighborhoods, I know that I would love to. And so what it does is that then you target geographically a particular area, and you'll have people. We can get everything set up for you. People will go out and walk the neighborhood and put post-it notes on the doors of every single house in that neighborhood. Message asking them if they want to sell their house, route it to an 800 number, and you're going to get just different people than would normally may not have gotten your postcards. It's a different kind of, you know, instead of again receiving a postcard in the mail or something like that, they may just dismiss among everything else. They may not with this. And they tend to be as far as the cost is concerned, it's very economical. So if you want, what I would say is send an email to support and just with a subject line that you'd like to, you're interested in launching or testing a post-it note campaign. And then we'll respond back with all the details, you know, what the cards look like and all the specifics that you in order to get that, at least, you know, if you want to test it, and see how it works in your particular market. Some markets it works better than others, so I would suggest, you don't want to, just test a smaller batch and then see how it goes. And if you get good results from it, then you continue to expand on the areas that you're doing great in, and you want to continue to receive more deals in.
Okay, I'll send it over.
But we can help you with that, managing everything from end to end, from the people on the ground to the printing of the cards to the leads coming into Podio. We could do everything for you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm sending that email out now. Thank you.
Perfect. All right, guys. So, again, *5. And actually, maybe, that would be something for us to a topic of discussion. I make a note of that in terms of, post a campaign. So we want to, as far as what we want to do is be able to lay out all the campaigns too, and that's what we're working in the background, so that you have your kind of your foundational list, the bread and butter list, but then you also can look at all these different campaigns and say, you know what, I want to implement this, I want to implement that, and so adding on to your existing base of calls that you're already receiving and testing to see, hey, what works in your market, what works good, better, etc. And again, our intent is to make that as seamless as possible for you so that we can handle as much of the grunt work for you as part of just being, being involved with us as a member. Jeff? Is it Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey.
Will you guys send me some specific messages or Is there a place I can look at that the message that goes on the poster? Because it's pre-printed, right?
It's pre-printed. I think we have a variety of different options. So our team will send you kind of like the different docs and show you how they look like, and then you can decide which ones. I think we have a one that we recommend to lead with, right, that we know that, hey, the ones, the people that have done it have gotten kind of a control, and then you can always, you know, test different ones too as well. Or if you wanted to make a change and say, you know, I like this one, but I want to change a few things about it, you can always have that option too as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. I look forward to your email. I did email you already.
Okay, perfect.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hey, no problem. Bye. All right, guys, so one last call, star 5. Raise your hand. Star 5 will raise your hand. And let me see if I... All right, so I appreciate you guys being on the call today. As always, as a reminder, next week, Gary and I will be traveling. We'll be attending a seminar as students. And so, therefore, we are not going to be able to have a call. Again, if you need anything from us, support@reavolt.com, support@reavolt.com. And again, anything you need, let us know. If you think of, hey, I'd love to be able to do this, or, you know, something is in Podio one way, but it would really benefit me if it was this other way, let us know. We're always looking to improve, and many times a member will ask us for something. We'll say, hey, that really would be great for everybody else, and so it gives us ideas about different things that perhaps other members, so maybe a need that you have might be a need that two or three other members have, and will allow us to kind of make it implemented for everybody else. So I want to thank everybody for being on the call. Have a great week, and look forward to us speaking soon.